Welcome to IGAS. I'm your host, Jamari Kennard. Thanks for tuning in with us once again on this beautiful morning, noon, or night. I say that because, you know, we are in other countries now. So to all my listeners, hello, how you doing? Listen, we got some sad news today. Cardi B and Offset filed for divorce again. This time it looks like it's going to happen. Let's catch up with the latest news in entertainment today. Okay, Cardi B and Offset are going through a divorce.
All right, Cardi B has filed for divorce from her husband, Offset. And they've been married for almost 3 years. So according to the filing, it is a contested divorce, which means that parties cannot agree on one or more of the issues involved. Now, according to the documents, Cardi does want to have, and these issues, by the way, could range from custody to property division, but she is seeking primary physical custody as well as legal custody of Culture. She wants spousal support. Now, after that report came out, Cardi did amend the divorce documents. She wants things to be amicable. She wants it to be friendly. She did not know her lawyer had filed documents that made it sound like it was contentious. So looks like they're trying to work out things. Maybe the lawyer was trying to get whatever was best for her, but now it's been amended. She does want child support according to the petition, but she does not want any support from Offset, according to other sources. But the divorce that's petition says she does.
Sad.
I don't know.
That's super sad. I'm praying for Offset and I'm praying for Cardi B. I know them both, and you know, I love their relationship. I hope that hopefully somehow, some way that they could work it out. But I just love them together.
Now, according to People Magazine, they are saying that this is due to rumors of his infidelity. So that's what People Magazine is reporting. They're saying that they found out from sources that Cardi B found out Offset had been unfaithful yet again. They are due in court on November 4th to deal with whatever issues. Maybe they'll work things out before them. You know, they've had some very public issues, and People go through the whole timeline of, you know, him cheating her and her reasons of why she's decided to stay. She said, I know I look good. I know I'm rich. I know I'm talented. I know I could get any man I want, any basketball player, football player, but I want to work out my ish with my man, and I don't got to explain why I'm not your property. This is my life. I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to decide on my decision. It's not right what he effing did, but people don't know what I did because I ain't no angel. She had said that previously. You know what's interesting? When the news broke yesterday, everybody was surprised about it. But the first thing my girls all said was, I wonder who she's going to date next. Is that crazy?
Oh my God. Yes, that was
the first thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, three different friends of mine, the first thing they said was, who's she going to get with next, though, I wonder?
She just got out of a 3-year marriage. Who says that she wants to get with anybody? You know what I mean? I do wish both of them the best, though, man. Divorce sucks, you know, but both of them are young, and they'll figure it out. And if it's not meant to be, it's just not meant to be. They'll be great co-parents.
Everybody was like, Cardi could kind of get anybody she wants. That's what I think the women were saying.
So, I don't know. She's thinking that right now.
She's not, but I'm just saying that was people's initial reaction, and I'm sure a lot of people thought that initially. Mm-hmm. All right, Roy Jones,
You know, people are crazy. People are crazy. This lady going through a divorce, and all people can think about is who she's going to date next. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? People going through stuff, you don't know if she's hurt, sad, lonely, mad. And all you can think about is who this lady's going to date next. America, you have some real problems. Y'all have real problems. And I'm not sure if you even know what it feels like to go through a divorce. You know, it's not easy for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it is. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, man. It's sad to see a black couple, you know, going through a divorce. And they're in the public eye. So it's 100 times more intensified, you know what I mean? It's just sad. Sad and unfortunate. But, you know, I do want to keep going with this subject and topic. You know, let's see what's going on, and let's see if we can find a clip of Cardi explaining, you know, the situation. Because one thing about it is, we don't know what all was going on. You just heard she said she wasn't an angel either, so we don't know.
We don't know. The Amigos' Offset is one of hip-hop's most powerful couples. However, they are splitting up after only a few years of marriage.
Oh my god, I can have a little one with this guy. He's really good.
When Cardi should be focused on celebrating her number one hit, WAP, with Megan Thee Stallion, she is also dealing with a divorce at the same time.
Oh god, it's crazy.
Cardi and the Migos rapper were first linked in 2017 at the 51st Super Bowl. The couple collaborated on the song Lick before Cardi B reached superstardom with her 2017 summer hit Bodak Yellow. After a whirlwind romance, Offset proposed to Cardi on stage at Power 99's Powerhouse concert.
He just went on his way.
Little did we know, the couple was already married at the time. After 3 years of marriage, on September 15th of 2020, Cardi filed for divorce from Offset in Fulton County, Georgia, citing infidelity as the reason. According to court documents, the marriage is irretrievably broken and there are no prospects for a reconciliation. She is seeking primary physical custody and legal custody of their daughter, along with an unspecified amount in child support. The hearing is set for November 4th. To some, the news was not a surprise, as the couple haven't had a social media interaction for 9 weeks. A few days ago, Cardi seemingly hinted at the breakup in an Instagram story. It featured the quote, "Her heart finally told her to stop wasting her time," along with the caption, "It's time." Their last public appearance was at the 2020 Grammy Awards in January, where the couple skipped the red carpet, an odd decision as they've never shied away from cameras. Other signals of their marriage troubles came from cheating allegations. In December of 2019, Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend, Jade, claimed Offset tried courting her through Instagram.
Tekashi.
Her husband was hacked. Jesus. Later in March of 2020, fans accused Offset of hiding his phone from Cardi. This was not the first time Offset was accused of cheating on Cardi. Shortly after their fake proposal, there were rumors of Offset allegedly being unfaithful. A video of the rapper and a mystery woman spread on social media, and fans were actively encouraging Cardi to leave the Migos rapper. But in an interview with Cosmopolitan, Cardi candidly revealed she wanted to work on their relationship. Fans speculated Cardi stayed with Offset because she was pregnant. The rumor was unconfirmed, but Cardi did become pregnant with her daughter a few months later. The couple had a very public pregnancy with lavish red carpet.
At least she tried to work it out. You know what I mean?
On July 10th, 2018, you know, that's all you can ask for. Kiari was born. After the joyful event, the couple had issues again. On December 4th, Cardi revealed they were splitting after a year of marriage. Offset publicly apologized and tried to win his wife back. He admitted on social media he was entertaining the idea of cheating, but never went through with it. For his birthday that year, all he wanted was Cardi B. On December 15th, Offset made a grand gesture with the help of Cardi's staff by unveiling a flower arrangement that read, "Take Me Back, Cardi," at her Rolling Loud Festival performance. Soon after, the couple was back on after working things out. The pair gave us an iconic moment at the 61st Annual Grammy Awards with Cardi B in vintage Mugler couture. In an interview with Vogue, Cardi got real about their reconciliation, revealing she was fully aware about the negative criticism surrounding her marriage, specifically on how she was his fourth baby mama, his past cheating allegations, and how the relationship is painted as a negative picture for her fans. But she was willing to work on it through communication and forgiveness. But she did add that for her, monogamy is the only way. Everything seemed to be going well after that. The last public outing of the couple was during the 2020 Grammy Awards. There wasn't much news of the couple during quarantine except on social media. For Mother's Day, Cardi posted Offset's presents, 20 luxury boxes of roses and 2 Hermes bags. Later in July, July, Cardi came to Offset's defense for giving their baby a Birkin bag, stating the two were a fly couple.
I'm fly, and daddy's fly, and then so is the kid.
Even with the hints Cardi dropped about the upcoming split, nevertheless, fans were shocked. The reactions were mixed, with some celebrating the breakup and others mourning the loss of a power couple. Moving forward, reps claim both Cardi B and Offset are putting their daughter first.
Well, that is, again, as you heard in that clip, social media. Social media is a terrible thing. I mean, it can be used for good, but for the most part, it's terrible. Because they judge this marriage off of, or they said that they could tell something was going on because they weren't on social media for more than 9 weeks. What kind of mess is that? I mean, seriously, what kind of crap is that, yo? So you gonna let social media dictate your thoughts that bad? Get out of here, man. Get out of here. Get out of here. It's not, you can't tell nothing. Man, listen, y'all better stop playing and putting all y'all energy into this social media stuff, okay? That's true. I can't tell you no realer truth about social media than that. I can't. It's sad. It's sad if social media is means that much to you.
So everybody's been bugging me and everything. And you know, I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now. And we're really good friends, and you know, we're really good business partners, and you know, he's always somebody that I run to talk to, and we got a lot of love for each other, but things just haven't been working out between us for a long time, and it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love, but we're not together anymore. I don't know, it might take time to get a divorce, and I'm gonna always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father, and yeah.
Well, there you have it.
On again, off again, Cardi B and Offset have called it quits. Cardi B filed for divorce from Migos rapper Offset on Tuesday in Fulton County, Georgia. A hearing has been set for November 4. According to court docs obtained by TMZ, Cardi B is seeking primary physical custody, as well as legal custody of their 2-year-old daughter, Culture. She is also asking that Offset pay child support, her legal expenses, and that there be an equitable division of all marital assets. The docs also reportedly state that the two are currently separated, and that there are no prospects for a reconciliation.
Well, you know, it seems they're doing this the right way. There's been no slander. There has been no headlines of altercations or, you know, things of that nature. So that's good. That's very, very good. I wish more people could handle a divorce this way, you know. And as we travel with them on this journey, you know, let's pray for them. Let's send good blessings and good vibes their way, you know. Moving on. We have another divorce. I guess we could call this episode divorce. Everybody on the show, we're talking about divorce. We have another high-profile celebrity couple going through divorce. And Dr. Dre. Let's check out and see what's going on with Dr. Dre here.
All right, now let's talk about Dr. Dre and his wife, Nicole Young. She has filed for divorce after 24 years of marriage. They're saying irreconcilable differences as the reason for their separation, and she is looking for spousal support. They do have 2 kids together, but their kids are 23 and 19, so child support won't be an issue. It'll just be spousal support.
Right, and they're saying he's worth $800 million, so she could possibly get $400 million. Is that true?
They got no prenup, so they said he's worth $950 million, mostly thanks to his Beats empire and his, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would say this. They've been together, what, 24 years? Mm-hmm. So she's held him down. Yeah, she's held him down for a long time, allowed him to work while she took care of the kids, I'm sure, and held down the fort. She deserved it. I don't see why not. Right. People will be like, oh, he worked for that now. But she, if she wasn't in his corner, I'm sure he wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things that he was able to do.
And I believe she's an attorney, right? Is that true?
Yeah, she's an attorney.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if she wasn't working at all, but, you know, it didn't work out. And, hey, it could be worse. I'd rather get half of, you know, I'd rather have to give up half of $800 million than half of $8,000.
Yeah, I believe, I'm not sure, but I think the way it works is that everything that he did when they were together, she gets half of, and everything before she doesn't, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me.
Well, I've been together 24 years, so.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's that. But Dre's been doing things since he was like 16, 17, 18 years old, so.
Yeah, but that Beats by Dre money hits different.
It does hit different.
All right, now Kanye.
Oh, now that's sad. I got a problem. I have a problem. I've had a problem, and I'm always have a problem with people having divorced and having to give up half. Now, if I'm worth $950 million and I offer you, let's say, $200 million, $300 million. Is that not fair? Can you not live the rest of your life off of $200 million if I have $950 million? You're already an attorney. You know, especially these successful people, man. When it's over, just let it be over. I give you a little something. Not a little something. I'm going to give you more than a little something. I'm going to give you a deserving portion of the money. If I'm worth $950 million, I give you $200 million. You mean to tell me you that can't last you for the rest of your life? And you're already making money? You really just want to stick it to me. That's just how I feel, people. Now, I would love to hear your feedback of my thoughts of that. I really would. I really would like to hear your thoughts and feedback. DM me. Email me. Anything. Let me know what your feelings and thoughts are on that. I'm not saying leave this woman broke. I'm saying make her rich, which she's already rich. Give her a lot of money. Money that can last her for the rest of her life. That doesn't mean I have to give you half. I'm not doing that. I just want your feedback on that. Now, it's more to the story about Dr. Dre. His wife or soon-to-be ex-wife has explained why she needs $2 million a month in spousal support after she's taken half of the money. What could she have to say? Explain this.
Yeah, so basically she wants to get close to $2 million a month.
Correct.
And she feels that she's justified in getting that amount of money. And she broke down, you know, $900,000 in charitable donations and $20,000.
$900,000 in entertainment.
Are you screaming? No. I mean, oh yeah, entertainment, sorry. $150,000 charitable donations, you know, things like that.
So I've been thinking about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to court, Did her attorney really think it was cool to write $900,000 in entertainment? Like, I've been trying to figure out how do you
keep
it $900,000 in entertainment? How?
You like, got to keep in mind who her ex-husband is, though.
This is like, $1 billion.
Yeah, he's got that bankroll, so it's not that crazy,
bro.
In court in California.
Spend $900,000 in entertainment right now in your head. How?
Oh no.
Now let me explain something to y'all. So I was looking at what Ebony K. Williams had to say about all of this. She did a whole post on it, so you should look at it on her page. Mm-hmm. As an attorney, okay. She broke it down not of what we think someone should get, but basically the lifestyle that she's living, and she also compared it to say Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Bezos and their divorce that happened last year and what she got from that. But she's like, this is a $1 billion divorce. And so basically it's whatever the couple is accustomed to. She also talks about the fact that it's happening in California and anything that they made from the point that they got married moving on is their money because it's a community property thing. So she discusses, like, for instance, the cell phone. She said, let's say they both have matching cell phones. It has diamonds from De Beers on it. She said a court would look at that and say, well, that's what they're accustomed to. So it's whatever she was accustomed to in the relationship. Whether or not we think it's right or necessary is a different story. But legally, what is she able to get is something different.
What is Listen, the good sister Ebony K. Williams is absolutely right, but I just have questions. I need to know what the hell is $900,000 in entertainment. I need to know where are even when it's not COVID, where are you spending $900,000 in entertainment? What's so goddamn entertaining?
If it's not COVID, you can fly different places. You gotta fly private to different things. You can spend $900,000. That's easy a month if you got it.
Yeah, maybe she flies private.
And entertainment?
Yeah, you could fly to Broadway to go see a play and then fly your ass back. That's
so all
maybe
that
she
counts.
Wants to maybe she wants to hear some music on the beach and she wants to hire Earth, Wind & Fire to come perform.
Lord have mercy.
But what about 60,000?
But if that's what they spend every month, like who knows what they spend?
And then what about 60,000 in education? I was confused. She's an attorney, correct?
Yeah, but maybe for the kids, maybe for
kids,
you know, for their education.
No, they
but they could still be going to school. Doesn't mean you don't.
She might still be going to school. That might be the entertainment part of it. You know what I'm saying? She bored. I ain't got nothing to do but go back to school to get another degree. Okay? $150,000 in charity. Explain that. I'm giving you all of this money. You're already getting $2 million a month. Don't you got enough money for charity?
It's $125, Charlotte, not $150.
Or $125, whatever.
Well, maybe what it is normally they give a certain amount to charity and she still wants the part. I mean, I'm just going from the legal aspect of it, which Ebony broke down very nicely.
You can't take
that
money.
Maybe if they normally, say they both together.
This is bull crap.
Maybe every year he donates $2 million. So that means she still
That's
wants
my blessing.
Half of that.
That is Andre Young's blessing. You
but it's
go
their
do
money,
your
right? Once they get married, it's
no,
their money.
You taking the money
that they earn together.
Okay, what about $10,000 a month in laundry and then how much in new clothes?
Yeah, you kind of, with that amount of money that you spend on clothes, you don't need to do laundry.
You know, if I'm spending $10,000 in laundry, I don't need to buy no new clothes. Yeah, plenty of clean clothes.
Another thing that Ebony pointed out is maybe Dr. Dre's not even mad about this. We're mad, right? Everybody watching this is like, because look at Jeff Bezos. They had a very amicable divorce and they still, you know, send each other love and blessings and all of that and worked it out. He's moved on. She moved on.
Y'all comparing Jeff Bezos to Dr. Dre. Okay, if Jeff Bezos broke up with Dr. Dre's money, he'd kill himself. Okay,
no,
that was a famous Chris. That was a famous. See, were you crazy? You worth $1 trillion, and you wake up and you only worth $1 billion.
All right, well, let's go to the phone line.
Yeah, man.
Hello, who's this?
That's crazy. That's just too much money. Ridiculous. All right, moving on. Next, we have my man Ray J. Ray J filed for divorce as well. It's a lot of divorce. That's why I said we calling this episode The Divorce. Everybody getting divorced, man. This pandemic have people going crazy, I guess, together. They realize they can't. They just can't do it together, man. Let's see what is going on with brother Ray J here, okay? And keep in mind, Ray J has slowed down a lot, changed his life. Will we see a return to the bad boy Ray J? I don't know. Let's hear what Ray J had to say about it.
Hey, Ray J was on Entertainment Tonight, and he talked about why he filed for divorce from Princess Love. And it looks like he's doing it for her, all right? If y'all remember, she had previously filed for a divorce, then she requested to dismiss that divorce filing, and looks like now it's back on. And he's the one that actually went and filed this time, and Princess Love found out about it the same way we did on social media. Here is his explanation.
I really don't know what's going to happen, how it happens. I just want to make sure that my babies and my princess is in a great place mentally, and that they can enjoy life, and especially my wife, you know, if there's somebody better out there that she wants to be with, and you know, I have to respect that as well. But I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I haven't really practiced this question either. It's just, I just can't say too much. But I love you, Princess.
Damn, man, all this divorce. I'm telling you, man, this pandemic, it made a lot of people have to sit still and look at themselves. And it's the same thing with your significant other. You gotta sit still, look at your significant other, and sometimes you realize, like, man,
I just said that.
I hear that, you know, a couple of people are getting divorces or separating because they just can't take it, you know?
Yeah, they have an 8-month-old, a 2-year-old together, and they've been, you know, through it. They had that show, The Conversation, on the Zeus Network, where they were working on their relationship. And according to Ray J, he and Princess will still work together on that show, and they still want to build that empire for the kids. And he said they have a great working relationship. She's a really good executive producer. She goes all out. And he's also been working on new music. He has a new song that's coming out on Friday called Hurt You. And he said it is a love letter, and it's about his relationship with her.
Oh, man. That's, it seems, though, with all these people with money, you know, besides Dr. Dre situation, they're handling these divorces with class. Dr. Dre, that's a different story. I don't know what this lady is thinking about, how you could even ask a man for $2 million a month after he's giving you $400 million and then paying the lawyer fees and paying everything, and you still asking for $2 million a month? Man, you got some nerves. Hey, now see, when a woman does that, it makes me think that you've been waiting for this moment. You let me get all this money and waited around and said, okay, you got enough. I can have half of it. I'm out of here. You know, I don't know what happened with Dr. Dre and his wife. It's not my business. It's not my concern. But I do feel that $400 million plus $2 million a month is just, that's just too much, man. Look, if my woman had more money than me and she was rich like that, I'm going to say, hey, man, you give me enough to live good, and I'm good. You know, you go ahead and go your way, I'm going to go my way. And no, I am not going to say no hard feelings, but especially if I didn't want it to happen. But hey, I can't complain when you're making me a multimillionaire and you're leaving me. That's like the perfect exit gift. I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to leave you rich. I'm going to leave you more rich than majority of the people in the world. I mean, come on, man. What else can I give you? Nothing can top that. Nothing can top that. Nothing. Back to Ray J. Let's get back to Ray J. Let's hear how he's feeling, you know, in his own words. Let's hear him talk about his divorce. Not you know, word of mouth, not you hearing it from me or the clips that I might play for you. Let's hear Ray J in his own words.
Let's talk about the big news that dropped yesterday. You filed for divorce from Princess. First of all, how are you feeling? What are your thoughts today?
I haven't gotten a lot of sleep lately, so I literally kind of just went to sleep a couple hours ago, and then I woke up and I'm like, man, there's a lot of people here. Everybody's upset. It's like, you can see the whole set. We like doing 5 things at once. So my mind is still busy. I haven't really had a chance to kind of sit back and think about it. You know, we're going through the whole legal thing, so I can't really say too much until everything is all said and done. But, you know, I love her. I love my babies. You know, it's just personal, but she knows how I feel about her. I just think that I want to make sure everybody is happy, that everybody enjoys life. If this can help her smile more and enjoy who she is and enjoy her life, then, you know, sometimes this is the best thing to do. So, what happens?
Was it more so to set her free? Because, you know, she filed for divorce. You know this, of course, it's your life. She filed for divorce from you in May, but then dismissed the filing in July. So now you're filing. You know, what was your motive or your intention behind making this move?
It was just how I felt at the time. I didn't really talk to nobody about it. Because it was, you know, I felt like when you get too many opinions and you ask too many people about something you personally feel, and at the end of the day, when they leave, you still feel the same way. You know, it's like, what should I do? And then whatever opinion they give you, when they leave, you're still stuck by yourself. You know? So I just went to God, and, you know, it's still so early. I really don't know what's going to happen, how it happens. I just want to make sure that my babies and my princess is in a great place mentally, and that they can enjoy life, and especially my wife, you know, if there's somebody better out there that she wants to be with, then, you know, I have to respect that as well. But I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I haven't really practiced this question either. It's just, I just can't say too much. But I love you, princess. That's what I can say.
Well, I appreciate you opening up about this because I know it is still so fresh and so personal. But the reason why I really wanted to have this conversation is because so many people can learn from you. You know, exactly what you just said, I think, is a gem for a lot of people that could potentially be watching this. Do you think all hope is lost when it comes to this relationship, or are you keeping it open and whatever is meant to be will be?
I think if you like if you're a guy and you know you played your part in whatever happened, I think you have to be a man and say, I'm sorry, and admit to hurting somebody that you love and genuinely be sorry about it. The outcome of that, you know, I mean, just because you're sorry doesn't mean that it's okay. Yeah. Just because you're sorry doesn't mean that everything's going to be back to how it was. And so that's not what this song is. It's just saying that, listen, I'm sorry. If you're sorry, that's cool. But you don't have to be on this. I'm sorry. And this is why I'm sorry. Even if, you know, we don't make it, we still have to be with each other a lot because we will have a baby. So we're together for life. Happiness is important. I think I'll sacrifice all my happiness for my kids. And so with that said, we'll just have to wait and see, you know. But I want to make sure that they're in a good space. And that she's in a great space, you know, throughout this journey as parents as well. It's important for us to be great parents first, in my opinion. Yeah. Then let the relationship flow after.
Very good point. Well, you have Melody and Epic, your two beautiful babies with Princess. Have you thought about, you know, how you will explain everything that has happened in the public eye to them in the future?
No.
Yeah. Ray, you're making me a little emotional. I know this is hard for you, and definitely I know it's hard for Princess too. So once again, I can't say this enough. I appreciate you opening up about it. Of course, people online don't know the ins and outs of your relationship, so they have opinions. But how do you deal with handling all of this so publicly? You know, what do you go home and think about?
I don't get home. I've been living here. I just been working. You know, it's like, I haven't looked at like the internet or nothing. Like when something's going on like this, I don't really look at what's happening. I just kind of channel out. So we just blocked everything out and just trying to stay focused on the work.
What do you think the biggest lesson is that you've learned through this time?
I haven't yet.
Well, I hear some lessons, you know, Princess and your kids' happiness, of course, comes first before your joy. And I think that's a big sacrifice, you know?
Yeah, so that is. That is.
But just make sure you take some time to reflect and digest it all and don't just use work to suppress it, you know?
I try, you know? It's like, like you can't say too much because, you know, actions speak louder than words, you know? So I could say a bunch of stuff, but it's all about how you, you know, treat people, how you act, how you respect people. And how they respect you as well, you know, respect is real important in a relationship. And so I want to keep that in the forefront and you know, just give it to God, you know.
Well, those are some powerful lessons that you just said right there. I think they're very valuable. You two have a few things in the works together. One of them is the show The Conversation. How do you plan to move forward when it comes to working together?
Again, we still want to build our empire, you know, as for our kids, and Princess is a really good executive producer. She really goes out and either makes sure we have the right talent, or if there's issues inside of the scenes, you know, she'll get on the phone and make everything go away and make everything right. So from the producer side, I think she has a long career ahead of her as an executive producer. And you know, I'm there all the way through with whatever projects we work on now. They do have a long life, so I will be able to, you know, set and have some time with her, you know, producing the shows.
Once again, I appreciate you opening up, and I send you both and your beautiful babies just good vibes and love, you know, that you see this through with strength and everything works out for the best of all of you.
Thank you.
All right, your new single, Hurt You, drops this Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind this song? How did it come to be?
This song came about not too long ago. We've been working on a lot of different projects, from tech to television, but sometimes you just, you know, after you finish work, after you finish a long day at work, you come back to the studio. Well, I practically live here. You know, I just started to put some of my emotions into the music, and one of my guys, Peso, already had the beat up, and he kind of had the concept, and he was going through something, and I was going through something. And then the song just came about. And usually, like, we had another plan to release another record, but I said before we even get to any record, I felt like this is a letter, like a love letter that I gotta get off my chest.
A love letter to Princess, honestly, right?
Just a love letter, you know? I mean, when you personalize music from the heart, mm-hmm. you make that connection, but you are writing the song and connecting the song with everybody and what everybody is going through as well, so. You know, it's my perspective, but when you listen to it, I mean, there's so many different ways you can take the record and roll with it. So, you know, it's called Hurt You. It's out this Friday. So, fingers crossed, man. I hope y'all like it.
Yeah, in the music video, you were shedding real tears. I mean, this song obviously brings up a lot of raw emotion for you.
Yeah, it does. I don't think we're going to release that video. We might, but, you know, it's tough sometimes, you know what I mean? But, again, we got to just stay focused, keep our heads on straight, and, you know, just try to, you know, take it one day at a time.
What's the status of Radiation X? Are we still going to get that this fall?
It's coming out September 25th.
Okay.
And that's what I've been working on for the past, like, couple months. It's just trying to make sure this One Wish anniversary project and all the songs that we all been doing really see the light the right way, because a few times just when I'm doing technology, sometimes my music focus is off, and so I haven't really been putting my 100% into the music, but this time we're gonna take a big shot at it.
Yeah, and you have to do it for One Wish, because I still can recite almost every lyric to that song 15 years later.
Hey, that's a blessing, and yeah. For me and the team, I mean, We're independent artists. Like I'm a serious independent artist, meaning I have a team, and we actually have to invest our own capital into this and see a profit, as opposed to having an imprint deal. So,
yeah, man. Well, we're gonna take a break right quick, and we'll be right back on you. Okay, stay tuned. Welcome back. Now we go to LaToya Luckett from Destiny's Child. A lot of you may remember her from Destiny's Child. LaToya Luckett apparently caught her husband cheating again. We go to Brother Gary from Ricky Smiley Morning Show, Gary with the T. And he has some news about what transpired between LaToya Luckett and her husband.
Enrique, good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Thursday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Ricky's a very sad day in society, y'all, in the world, honey. It's being reported, y'all, that LaToya Luckett's husband is accused of cheating. Now, they're saying, y'all, that LaToya Luckett's husband, Thomas Walker, y'all, has been accused of cheating on her with another woman, and they're saying the woman says she has videos. Now, according to reports, they're saying the woman is an Instagram model from Dallas. Now, they say the woman approached the blog, y'all, with a video of a man who resembled Walker sleeping in a hotel room. Now, they said then another video that appeared to have been after they had sex. Now, they're saying, y'all, that the man in the video closely resembles Walker and even has a very similar tattoo on his leg that reads Ruby. Now, the woman also claimed that she is not the only woman Walker had been creeping around with. Meanwhile, they said LaToya is pregnant with their second child. Wow. I love LaToya Luckett. I really didn't want to do this story, but I have to.
Why would somebody do this? Thank you, Brad. Why would she do that? Why would you take a picture with somebody? Ooh.
Well, first of all, let me say this, though. And y'all know, honey, I am definitely for the women, but Y'all women, I mean, women have to get better. And men are so damn dumb, because men are looking at the dumbest species on earth. If you're going to cheat with a doggone woman, honey, make sure there ain't no cameras or nothing around, number one. And number two, don't fall to damn sleep after you get through with the act. Stay up and get your clothes on and get out the damn room. That's what they first need to start doing.
If it's true, if this is true, you got to be done that you don't Latoya Luckett, because she is fine, talented, beautiful, sweet, awesome. Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's like she's like your sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like my little sister, you know, every time we work
looking
together,
as good as she want to look on Greenleaf.
She's so much joy, she's so much fun, man.
And she just did a beautiful baby shower.
But let's talk about this entrapment, because that's what I feel like this is. This whoever this girl is that ended up, if any of this is true,
she knows
the situation. For her to do this and blow up the spot, like,
right
she's
now,
so whack for
right
that.
Now, really,
she's
yeah,
so whack for that.
But like, I don't know this girl is pregnant. Like, don't, girl. Don't
but my thing is,
do
why
that?
Don't, if y'all gonna do it, you know what you got into when you went to situation. You know the man was married when you went with. Get your damn check and leave. If that's what you want, but
if
you go up to the car,
you know,
get your
you
check and go.
If you have somebody to come through, take her, put her bag in the Ziploc.
Huh?
A phone. Find her in a Ziploc bag. And zip it up.
Yep, so it's just
with the freezer, the freezer bag, the one with the little thing, the white thing on the top that slide over.
And you do like the girls you did back in the day. They do like they do the girls back in the day, girl, blindfold this girl, you come on in the room, you don't see nothing, it's dark in here, girl, we gonna touch it.
And we are not promoting cheating.
No, we're not, by no means, but if you're gonna do something like that, my God.
But you don't wanna say that way, you can publicly humiliate
exactly.
The because the other thing, you pick up the phone, you hit her in the DM and send her the information and let her deal with her husband.
Thank you.
Why you gotta go? Why you gotta go to the blog
and
try to embarrass her?
That's what's
her.
So disgusting about. Yep. That's
when
what
we
do. So,
woman or man, you stupid. We're going to the blogs and trying to embarrass somebody, because if that's between the three of y'all, then you hit her up.
Exactly.
Go to one of her concerts and say, hey, girl, I need to talk to you for a minute. Let me holler at you. Here's the situation. He told me that y'all broke up or whatever. Let's have a conversation.
Right.
And put it all out there. That's only to humiliate her and not
that's
him.
Because
she the one got the name.
Exactly.
Yep. So we just go
and
for
and she
it,
probably
guys.
Ain't getting a dime for that. What you going to get for that?
15 minutes
of fame. What are they going to do in your life, in your career? What you going to gain from that? First of all, you cheat with a married man, so women that's married going to hate you. So you have built you a whole audience of people that hate you when you could have just went on and got somebody else. But I swear I'm sitting up in my apartment and Dallas ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
Now, that's terrible, man. I like Latoya Luckett. If you haven't seen her in Greenleaf, it's on Netflix and Hulu, go check out Greenleaf. Excellent show. It's terrible that had to happen to her. It's just terrible. But what we do have is, let's hear from Latoya Luckett about divorce.
I know you're super private about the marriage and divorce. What advice would you give women who are wondering what happened or how you got
time heals all wounds. A whole lot of prayer. I think for me, allowing myself to heal and not trying to brush off to the side and say, no, this isn't, no, but allowing it to be exactly what it was, a divorce, which is a heavy word. And just, you know, praying for healing and comfort during that time and crying when I needed to cry. But not allowing it to make me feel like I can't love again, or I can't get married again, or this is what marriage is, or this is what it turns into. No, I believe that I will get married again. I believe that
positive attitude.
Things happen when they're supposed to, and God brings people, certain people into your life for certain seasons, and when the seasons are over, they're over. And there's nothing wrong with moving on from that. God bless anyone from my past, because I've learned so many lessons from those relationships. And I think that's the other thing, learning the lesson. Whatever the lesson is in it, learn that thing. So
okay, positive attitude. This is how adults should react and respond. Now, I understand you might not be able to react and respond like that right away, simply for the fact because of how you feel. How you feel and the pain you feel. It's sad, man. You know, I kind of saw this coming when they were on the T.I. and Friends show. Let me see if I can find, if I can pull that up right quick. See if we can find that clip. See if you can find that clip for me, bro. Thank you, sir. Excellent.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
I'm really hoping my wife and I can get back on the same page. As you know, we had a little tense incident that happened in the car. So hopefully with some of the issues that we have right now, they can be sorted out during this therapy session.
Now, did you all get a chance to do your homework exercise?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You were asked to come up with three disruptions that the other would say you do. So why don't we start off with yours, Tommy?
I'm rude. She doesn't like my direct tone. She doesn't like when I don't say kind words.
Okay, let's hear your three, Latoya.
Tommy would say that I don't cook enough.
Your second one?
I'm not as patient in the arguments as I used to be when we first started our relationship.
Your third one?
That I don't plan enough alone time.
So let's rate these on a scale of 1 to 10. I talk in direct terms. How disruptive do you think that is to the relationship?
An 8.
An 8? Latoya?
15.
I don't plan enough for us. Quality time. How disruptive do you think that is?
A 4.
And for you, Tommy?
100+.
Think about this whole notion of not carving out enough time for both of you. And I want you to just talk to him about it.
I do feel that because of our busy schedules and the fact that Gianna is still in the bed with us, that it's made it more difficult to have one-on-one time. I do feel that when you aren't kind and when you are aggressive in your words, it shuts me down, all of me down.
Okay, so let me push this one a little bit. Is it true that there are times that you are aggressive and unkind?
Both of us, I wouldn't just...
Not both of us, we're just talking about you right now.
I am annoyed. Right now we're kind of getting down and personal. My wife is throwing stones that shouldn't be thrown right now.
Now is an opportunity for you to respond.
You know, I don't want to respond to it.
But it's an opportunity to talk.
Well, here's Tommy being kind. Once again, he shut down. I think that Suleiman and Mrs. Myra created a method of communication that would work for our marriage if we apply it. That's the only way this is going to work.
Now, I have one last thing, and then we're going to close it out. We started a conversation the last time about another child. I think right now what needs to be the focus is the two of you. There are two daughters already in your life, and what they're needing is a team. And the team is not strong right now.
That's great, useful information.
Do you think you're taking the front?
I don't feel that I take you for granted. Dr. Suleiman said that he didn't think it would be a good idea for us to even think about having a child.
I can see the signs right here.
As a matter of fact, that's what I've been feeling since the pregnancy scare and everything. But when somebody else sees it and they point it out, it hurts. It's tough.
We need to go to the airport because I'm flying back to Dallas tonight.
And when are you going to bring me in on this plane?
You make me aware of stuff day of all the time. My plan is to go spend time with my other daughter. I don't know if you care about doing it or not, but
I don't care.
You are a great mother when you and Madison interact.
you make my relationship with Madison conditional, and that's not true. You just said when I have her.
I didn't use the word conditional. I didn't use the word late.
Now, just by looking at this guy, I don't feel he the right guy for her.
Really pissed Tommy off, and now he's taking his frustrations out on me by picking a fight. And he can't continue to do that. Our conversation is more complicated than it has to be.
Your conversation is very exaggerated.
It's not exaggerated, Tommy. These are my feelings. And for you not acknowledging them, it is very... No, because you're running the challenge.
I did it on purpose because you run with stuff so fast.
You're running. You're going to the airport. If anybody's running, honey, you're running. Your priority always has been Madison. And I'm not. Which is probably why I have feelings that I do, because I've been fighting for my husband, fighting for my place in your life, fighting for our relationship, fighting for our marriage. I've been fighting for my place.
You see how you talk to her, man.
I'm concerned about our relationship. If things keep happening like this, I just feel like if you're not careful, you can lose control of it. And that's not something I want for my marriage. I think you should not get out of the car.
I'm gonna take my ass to Dallas and do the airplane. That's what I'm about to do.
Let him go, honey. Let him go.
Like you always been on. You.
Just take the time, rewind, start it over.
See, I could tell they weren't gonna make it. When I saw this, I could tell they weren't gonna make it. He didn't even give the lady a hug or a kiss goodbye. Getting ready to get on the plane. No kiss, goodbye, no hug. You don't know if it's the last time you ever see your wife again. Terrible, man.
Hello.
I'm sorry, girl. Me and Tommy just got into it. So he just walked in the airport. He left again.
Keep running away, though.
Girl, he been running away since we got married. He ran away when I was pregnant. He ran away.
That's not on his work, yo. Like, you cannot expect if you run away every time we have a problem. Hope everything is okay,
Bubba.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Man, I want her to leave him. I'm happy. I hope they never get back together. From the outside looking in, it seems terrible. Terrible, just terrible, man. I sound like Charles Barkley. Terrible, terrible. But he really is a jerk. Hey, man. I hope if you all are going through a divorce, you can handle it in an adultly fashion. Nobody gets hurt other than feelings. I know feelings get involved and it's hard to deal with those feelings right away. But time and prayer will allow you to move past it. God bless. Stay together. Try not to get a divorce. They can be really messy. They can also be detrimental to the children involved. So I'm going to let you all go. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Divorce. Hey, man, I really hope, you know, everybody that's married can make it work and stay together. It's not easy. But we'll keep you in prayer here on this show at Ear Gas. And tune in next time. Have a great morning, afternoon, or night, whatever it is, wherever you are. We'll see you or talk to you tomorrow. Hey, don't forget to tune into the radio show as well as the podcast. We're trying to do some big things and make some upgrades and have some more guests on. So if you know guests that would like to be on the show and tell their truth and get their stories out, or just come on and vent. Just come on and talk. Just come on and fellowship and have a good time. Send them my way. You can find me on any platform, Jamori Kennard. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.